right, so what do you suppose those emotions are? Four emotions that the survey respondents were asked about, and they wanted to know. The survey one asked, you know, hey, does Trump make you feel these four emotions? Two positive, two negative. The two positive were hope and happiness. The two negative emotions were worry and anger. 68% of Muslim Americans say that President Trump makes them feel worried. 45% said that he makes them feel angry. 26% of American Muslim citizens, say that President Trump makes them feel hopeful. 26%. 17% say that he makes them feel happy. Muslim Americans are less likely than the public as a whole to say that Trump makes them feel hopeful or happy, but about as likely to say that Trump makes them feel worried or angry. Did you get that? 68% of Muslim Americans say that the president makes them feel worried. 45% say that he makes them feel angry. And the survey revealed that about the same percentage of Americans in general say that President Trump makes them feel worried or angry. U.S. Muslims express pride in their religion and their national identities. 97% agree with this statement. I'm proud to be Muslim. 92% say they agree with this statement. I am proud to be an American. 89% agree with both statements, saying that they're proud to be Muslim and proud to be American. Only 6% say that they're proud to be Muslim, but not proud to be American. 1% say they are proud to be American, but not proud to be Muslim. What about you? Those of you who are not Muslims, are you proud to be whatever religion you are a member of or are affiliated with? Are you proud to be an American? Are you neither proud nor dismayed about being American or affiliated with whatever religion you may be affiliated with? You just sort of, it just is. Well, many Muslims say that they face a variety of significant challenges in making their way in American society. Half say that it's become more difficult to be Muslim in the U.S. in recent years, and 44% say the difficulty or the ease of being Muslim hasn't changed very much. 3% say that it's become easier to be Muslim in America. That's interesting. I wonder what they would say contributes to that notion. You know, hey, I think that it's easier to be Muslim now than it's been in the past. I'm just curious. Muslims who say it's become more difficult to be Muslim in the U.S. in recent years were asked to describe in their own words the main reasons for this. The most common responses include statements about Muslim extremists in other countries, misconceptions and stereotyping about Islam among the U.S. public, and Trump's attitudes and policies toward Muslims. 60% of Muslims also perceive media coverage of Muslims and Islam as unfair. 62% think the American people as a whole do not see Islam as part of mainstream American society. These views are largely echoed by U.S. adults overall, many of whom agree that media coverage of Muslims is unfair. And they say they personally do not see Islam as part of mainstream society. But tension is not the only thing that defines the relationship between Muslims and the rest of the U.S. population. 6 in 10 U.S. Muslims say they have a lot in common with most Americans, and Muslims are much more likely to say the American people in general are friendly towards Muslims in the country. 55% feel that way. Only 14% of American Muslims, feel that Americans as a whole are unfriendly towards Muslims. 3 in 10 say that Americans are generally neutral towards Muslims. Moreover, U.S. Muslims have become slightly more likely to view the American public as friendly towards them since 2011, when 48% took this position. The survey finds a consistent gender gap on several questions about what it's like to be a Muslim in America, showing that Muslim women have a higher level of concern than Muslim men about the place of Muslims in U.S. society. For example, more Muslim women than men say that there's a lot of discrimination against Muslims in the U.S. today, that they have personally experienced discrimination, and that it has become more difficult to be Muslim in the recent in the U.S. in recent years. In addition, more Muslim women than men say Donald Trump makes them angry or worried, and more women than men say both Trump and the Republican Party are unfriendly toward Muslim Americans. Muslim women are more likely than Muslim men to say that they are dissatisfied with the way things are going in the country and that media coverage of Muslims is unfair. Meanwhile, more Muslim men than women say that they have a lot in common with most Americans and that the American people in general are friendly toward Muslim Americans. That is interesting. Muslim women perceiving that there are more problems than Muslim men. How about this? It's not unusual to find black women experiencing more problems in America than black men. How's it with Hispanic women compared to Hispanic men? Asian women compared to Asian men? Let's see what we can do to make things better. Let's see what we can do to try to make things much better. There's a challenge. I know that. I was upfront about that from the beginning. It would be very, very challenging. So what do? Well, we face other challenges too. And so, you know, we didn't run away from those challenges. Let's see what we can do together. Those of us who genuinely care about bringing people together across ethnic lines. Of course, I know that Islam is a religion. It's more to it than that, though. The humanity. What can we do to let some of life's best moments come through us as we tackle this issue? Let's at least think about it.